Hello, everybody. Or should I say, boo.
I don't think you should say that at all.
I was just trying to make more Halloween-y. Anyways.
Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Hollow Pressed, where we talk about things that spooky stress us.
And spooky press us.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Kaylee.
And what's on the ghoulish menu for today?
Great question. So today we're talking all about conspiracy theories. I'm trying to make my voice lower, but it didn't really work.
No, you
conspiracy theories.
What is that?
It's my announcer voice. But yeah, we're talking all about conspiracy theories, if you couldn't guess from the past three times I try to say it. So yeah, we're going to talk about our own that we research individually. We're going to come together as a group project to talk about them.
I love group projects.
Me does.
We didn't get to choose our partners, and I've been stuck with her for like a year.
Help me. LOL. I'm trying so hard to be happy.
No one's asking you to be happy.
I know.
We're talking about conspiracy theories.
I know. You know what? Let me get spooky. You're right.
This is the only time we can act sad and no one like cares.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
So I can be my true feelings. Great.
Be your true self.
So anyways, like I was saying, as you can hear, my tears just dropping. But yeah, I did want to just kind of give a brief overview of things that I thought were interesting.
Are you overviewing your conspiracy theory?
No, I'm not. I'm just,
okay.
Because I was looking into conspiracy theories as to like what the definition was to make sure I was even looking into a conspiracy theory. Because I was like, could ghosts be a conspiracy theory?
I think so.
Right?
I think anything that has not been proven that a mass amount of people consider to be true or real is a conspiracy theory.
Brought to you by Wikipedia. Great job.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. That was better than the actual definition.
You're
fine. But it does seem like when I was looking it up, it does seem like a lot of conspiracy theories kind of revolve around some kind of higher power looking into control.
So God, or this is like not God?
Not God. Sounds like a knock knock joke. Not God.
Knock knock God.
Right.
Who's there?
Right. But no, a lot of things seem to be like some kind of higher, like secret organization that's running a whole bunch of shit is like trying to like gain control. So like you'll hear about it, like there's this thing called a New World Order. Have you ever heard of that before?
Is that when the really rich people, mm-hmm. also known as the lizard people? I didn't do that one, but
that's probably two different ones. But yeah,
no, well, it's like the lizard people are going to survive, like surpass us, take over the world and like be lizards. That's like a theory.
Is that their...
Yeah, it is. I think
that's their whole goal is just to be lizards. Like
lizards. Well, they're truly, they think like Hillary Clinton's a lizard person and like celebrities are like lizard people.
Their whole goal is just to like what? To kill us off so they can live naturally as lizards. That's beautiful.
Is that not what everybody does? Anyway, continue. Like a higher power. Like, do you mean when really rich people are trying to like control everything and take money from people?
Yeah, okay. Basically. And like the New World Order is a totalitarian.
Totalitarian.
Y'all know what we mean.
One world government. So a lot of people talk about how there's going to be some mass disaster that brings on this new government to come in to take over everything. So I've heard like this. See, this is why I was like saying it's going to go off, because like I've heard different theories because I like to watch videos. You know, Shane Dawson used to be kind of more into conspiracy theories instead of like docuseries. But he talked about how like Walmarts are all around the country and they're ready for people to come in whenever martial law takes place or when some kind of other different big ass whatever happens.
Wait, Walmart is on our side?
Walmart is not on our side.
I thought they're gonna take us in.
Right. Let me say that again. Basically, they're there as our jails, is what it seems like. They're going to be able to hoard us into different places because Walmart has like this mass space. So they're able to kind of hoard everybody into these Walmarts.
So your family's like
around
frozen food section, yep. And I'm in toddler's clothing,
exactly.
And somebody's by the electronics
makeup.
And but I guess that's where we'll need it. We don't need anything else.
True.
They can keep us in there,
and then our world
the
will become Walmart. Could you imagine like our whole like ecosystem is a Walmart?
It's Walmart. You have
that
food, you have clothes,
terrifying.
You have electronics, you have each other, you have medicine as a pharmacy.
Are you really wanting to do this?
No, this is real.
And also I saw that someone said that Walmart spelled backwards is Marsh Law.
What?
Short for martial law.
What is it's Walmart wait, what is it backwards? Is it really that?
No, it's not at all.
Okay.
So fucked up. It's more of like, you know how they spelled Voldemort's name by like mixing around the letters?
Oh, so that's what Walmart did.
Right. No, it's not backwards. It's if Mar, it's Mart Wall. That's what it is. Wait.
So it's Marshall. It's Marshall Wall. Mart.
I'm fucking all of that up.
That's what you mean. So they're trying to say it's Mart Wall that stands for a martial law.
Yeah, exactly.
But why, if I am trying to take over the country,
why would we leave clues?
Why am I leaving any clues for you hoes?
Real talk.
Why?
But see, that's why a lot of people think conspiracy theorists are just like really connecting shit that doesn't exist.
Is it low key what we talked about last week?
Yes.
When people, what is it called? AI? Where we just kind of keep coming up with theories and we keep going and going.
What's AI?
What did we talk about last week? The AI thing.
Oh, we talked about AGRs.
AGR.
ARGs.
We are not credible at
all. We are so bad. But yeah, it's kind of how we just perceive things and we make things up like that. And if you get a mass following, then I guess it kind of works. But there's also this weird thing in the Denver airport where, like, that place is creepy. It has like murals on the wall that depict.
I heard about some that. Kind did of- we review that?
No, we never did.
I thought we talked about this.
We should.
It is the Denver mural, and it's said to be a story of how we're going to be overtaken and then
some kind of deadly rise sickness. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. So, and also there's like this kind of, I forget if it, cause I didn't look this up cause I already did something else, but I forgot if it was like a thank you plaque to this organization for like their donations or whatever it was, but it was recognizing the NWO. The New World Order, and that's not a real organization.
It but is or is not.
It's not.
Okay.
And the Denver airport made a whole ass like plaque area recognizing this organization, and so people
that doesn't
like,
exist
exactly. And it was weird too. My mom was just in Denver, and there was like talking about, oh, we're under construction or mining underground. And they're like, what the fuck does that mean? But there is like a whole underground system of the Denver airport where they're thinking that they'll take higher authorities, like the president or whatever, to those places whenever things go down.
But once again, why are you leaving clues?
Exactly.
Why do you have a mural about exactly what's going to happen? Why are you putting a memorial plaque to an organization that you're trying to keep under wraps, and then also be like, hey, yeah, construction underground, ha, ha. No, just don't say anything. I would never know that y'all are constructing anything underground if you don't say anything.
True. Maybe this is all just to throw us off as to what's really going on.
Yes.
Because that could be what it is. Because, I mean, imagine, like, why, exactly, if you, but you know how there's, like, those movies, you know, those movies, where the villain always talks about their plan before they kill the main character?
Yes.
Why? Why would they tell the main character what exactly their plan is before they kill them? I mean, I know it's mostly for us so we can know what's going on, but still, like, it's just kind of weird. So why would a higher organization, let's say it's the Illuminati, the New World Order, aliens, lizards, whoever, why would they give us clues as to what's going to happen and not just do it?
Are they giving us a chance?
They're like, maybe. Because there was this Twilight Zone episode and the newer ones where it was an actual simulation of something that wasn't really happening. And this guy figured it out and everybody thought he was crazy, but he was actually correct.
Like the Matrix.
Kind of, yeah. Like basically they're all in a spaceship and spoiler alert, by the way, they're in a spaceship. And before they take off, missiles are coming to Earth and they're about to kill everybody. And they're like, do we get off or do we go? And they're like, we're going to go to Mercury or Mars or where the fuck they were going. So they go and they're all like devastated because they're like, all of our families are dead.
And was this a new Twilight Zone or was this? Oh, okay. Continue.
And this guy, like, he was like, yeah, well, I was looking at this here. It's the toilet. And he was looking at the toilet. He's like, there's no crystallization around the rim, which means that we're in a, some kind of zero gravity simulation, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, dude, no, we're not. And so he like jumps off of the fucking spaceship and they're like, he died. Like, that's what they see. But then at the end, you see old boys like, there's aliens around and talking in their alien language and like you see subtitles talking about like, oh, maybe this is a good place to spare humanity. So if that guy did not figure out that that was a simulation, we'd all be dead.
I'm confused. So he jumped, but then there were, who put us in the simulation?
The aliens.
And how did he save them?
He didn't. He saved humanity. He didn't save those people.
How did he save humanity?
Because it was a test. They're like, oh, maybe they are worth saving.
Oh, okay. They are worth saving. Oh, they're not as dumb as they look.
Exactly. Well, that one guy wasn't at least. He was like, well, I guess we'll keep them all.
Did they show him afterwards? Like, he lived, definitely. Like, he's chilling with the aliens, and they're like, beep,
not
bop,
chilling
beep,
with the
beep.
Aliens, no. But he's like, you see him in like some kind of chamber area where he's just like laying there, like all like looking weird. Mm-hmm. And then like in the background, you hear the aliens talking.
Oh, okay.
And you see subtitles because, of course, you can't understand.
We them. Can't understand beep boop.
We can read.
Beep boop, beep beep boop. Oh, that okay. I can see the words.
Bitch.
Can read.
Okay. But yeah, let's get into our own conspiracy theories. So I'm talking about chemtrails and you're talking about aliens.
Yes.
Go ahead and start first since you are younger.
Okay. So I have like,
Ooh.
Cause I have an alien story and then I have more of like a general alien story about the government. Ooh.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So in 1973,
I like
Is
this.
That's funny.
I like your voice.
Thank you.
You sound like, you know, those movies we would watch back in school.
Oh, when it was like, if you look at the habitat of the orangutan.
Exactly. That's what you sound like.
I think I missed my calling. How much money do you think those people make?
Not enough.
No, definitely not.
Not enough.
They're all aspiring actors. Okay. In 1973, a man named Hickson, who was 42, and a young man who was 18 named Parker, mm-hmm. were working at a shipyard, and apparently they're working in like an abandoned section, mm-hmm. and they were just finishing up the night. I think one guy's like fishing, the other guy's doing his thing. I think Hickson is technically like the boss and Parker's his like sidekick, so they're chilling doing what they do best. Uh-huh. And this is also, do I ever remember what this was? It's, they're on a river. I don't know the state. I missed that in my notes. It's but okay. Somewhere in America. Wait, let me look that up.
This is the worst. This is so
Wait,
bad.
Just cut this part out because I feel like where they are is
Are
like
you
going to
start all the way over?
No, I'm not going to start over. Aha. Oh. So they're Mississippi. By the way, Hickson and Parker are their last names. So if you look it up, I don't know if that matters. Sorry. I'm embarrassed now. Okay. So it is the, and I'm going to mispronounce this, Pascagoula River.
Ooh, I love that one.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite river.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
So they're in the river, and then all of a sudden, they hear a zipping noise, and they see a bright light.
So like a zipper, like that kind of noise?
I guess it moves, like, you know what a fly flies by your ear? Oh, maybe like that.
I hate that.
Really loud.
Okay.
Really big flies.
Mm. That's what aliens are.
Big ass so flies. Big mosquitoes. <Ew. laughs> They see a bright light, and then they see a 30-foot object that has a dome on top, and then they become paralyzed so they can't move. Mm. And they say that these creatures came out of the spaceship, mm-hmm. and they had pincher type claws.
Okay
They say they were, when they woke, I think they kind of like went out, mm-hmm. when they came to, they were under like a physical examination.
That fucking sucks.
In the spaceship, mm-hmm. they say they were kind of like floating. Like, you know, they're just like hovering in a room or something. Mm-hmm. And that there's a, quote, big eye that looks like it's inspecting them. So, you know, like in movies when there's like a...
Oh, no. I don't like that.
I don't know how to explain it, but like there's this big eye that's like looking at them.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Fuck that. I'll just close my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go back to sleep.
If you can, but you're paralyzed.
But how'd they open their eyes?
They're probably just like... You can't see me, but I have my eyes open.
She looks very scared.
My eyes are wide open. Okay, so anyway. So all they say, then all of a sudden they were dropped off, but they were dropped off standing in the middle of the woods with their hands up and they were screaming. So they're like, ah!
This is the worst Uber ride I've ever been on.
They're pissed. So anyway, so obviously a weird encounter.
That is strange.
So they go to the police.
What do you even say?
Exactly, they said this. So the police thought either A, they were drunk,
right,
or B, they were just lying for whatever reason. So the police left them in a room together. They're like, okay, we're, you know, check your story out, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then they leave, but they left a recorder because they wanted to hear if the guys were going to start talking about like
what,
yeah, we're gonna get so much money from the story, you know, something crazy,
right?
But the police say that once they left it on, the men just kept talking about the experience and were like, their stories, they had the same story, they kept corroborating the same things. They kept talking about it, so even mm-hmm. after they left. So they're like, okay, that's weird. So the police, and when I was reading, the police actually believe them. Like, everybody that's interviewed them believes that maybe they don't believe necessarily aliens, but right. they believe they went through some kind of crazy experience. Mm-hmm. Because the men, their stories matched up with each other's. Their stories never changed, and they just kept being like very adamant about it. And like I said, even when they left the recorder in the room, they kept to the story. Yeah, they were like completely freaked out. So skeptics thought that they just had sleep paralysis with hypoallergenic hallucinations. Which is weird, because why would you be in sleep? Like, if you truly are working at a shipyard, but in the evening, did you just like sleep? What? So, I mean, I don't know. Unless they thought, dreamt that they were on the shipyard together.
But why would they have a joint dream?
Why would they have the same story? So that's weird. But that's what skeptics think, that they just were like sleep paralysis, hallucinating, something like that. Mm-hmm. But their story got so popular that believers came in from all over, and they came with tinfoil hats. Like, this was the 70s, so they really thought the tinfoil hat was the thing. I thought it was a joke, but apparently, like, that was a real thing at one point. So they came down with the hats, and they sat on top of their cars, and they waited for the aliens to return. But, like, now that you want them to return, they're not going to show up. So anyway, so afterwards, and this is why people think that they're telling the truth, Hickson, the older guy, he published a book about it, I believe, but that was pretty much it for his life. Mm-hmm. And then Parker, he kind of, I think he was more freaked out. He just kind of moved away, got married, tried to stay quiet. And for a while, he started denying that he remembered the aliens. Like, he's like, no. Like, he didn't discredit Hickson or anything. Right. But he was like, I don't really remember. I just know I blacked out. But then later was like, no, I just said that because I don't want to talk about it. Like, he really went through something.
Why would you want to keep
talking about it? Yeah, because they were
in... That sounds terrifying.
No, yeah. And he was... Any place he would work, if they recognized him, he would leave. Like, he did not like it at all. So why would people who are making up a story, or they're trying to get rich off of it... Clearly, they weren't trying to do that. I mean, Hickson wrote a book, but they're saying when he died, like, Parker, the younger guy, was, like, helping him pay his bills. Mm. So neither of them were, like, any rich. They weren't trying to do, like, tell-alls, except for the book, I guess. But And I think... Parker, when he was like really, really older, like later, he ended up writing a book as well over the situation. But the interesting thing is, 45 years later, after all this happened, well, since the story was so popular, Mississippi, the city they were in, put up a memorial where they claim they were abducted by the aliens.
Mm-hmm. 45 years later?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was 45 years later, but actually it might have been. Okay. Sometime later, whatever. But 45 years later, people came forward from the town saying that night that the guys were talking about, they say they did see blue flashing lights going up and down the Pasagura River. And they, like, a lot of people saw something, but they didn't say anything because they were scared. Because, like, when the other guys came out, it was like, they're crazy. Mm-hmm. So nobody else in the town did. But there was, like, people came forward later and were like, no, yeah, we saw something.
Damn.
There was like some big old flashing thing going up and down the river. They're like, we didn't know what it was, but we kept our mouth shut. And this one lady was like, I wish I said something earlier. But she's like, we just, none of us wanted to say anything.
Now those fools are dead and they don't even get that kind of confirmation.
Nope. Well, I don't know. I think one of them, Parker's still alive.
Okay.
But the other guy, I think, is passed. But yeah, so then later, they confirmed. So I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory or if that's more of like an unsolved, or if it's a little bit of both. Because there are probably a lot of people who really believe that the aliens came.
Yeah.
And that the aliens came, really did examine them, which is kind of a story for a lot of people. When they say they're abducted by aliens, they're always being examined and then they're put back.
Why?
But why? If I'm an alien, I'm going to just take you and I'm going to kill you.
Nom, 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 nom.
If we people. Yeah. If I'm people,
they're snacks.
Here.
Yeah.
Or like, why would I give you back?
Why would I take you in the first place?
Or do they think we're like zoo animals? You know, when we take animals from the wild and we put them back? Do you think the animals come back and we're like, bro, these humans, I was in a zoo and this.
I don't know what the fuck was going on.
It was so weird.
I was in a glass cage.
They nursed me back to health and they let me go. And they're like, bro, he's tripping.
Right.
Human.
Yeah, sure, Paul.
And they think we're like zoo animals.
I don't know. But it is kind of weird that we try to explain it away by them being drunk. Do people not know what it means to be drunk?
That's not normal.
I don't hallucinate that I'm getting abducted by a big ass alien bug looking thing. And then that's not what drunk is.
No.
Drunk is like, maybe drugs.
Maybe drugs, but they passed, I think, all the tests. Like, they didn't have anything in their system. So I'm like,
I think probably it is legitimate that they did go through something. Was it aliens? I have no idea. But because it is weird. Why would aliens come all the way over here with their advanced technology to abduct us and look at us and then bring us back?
But not bring us humane.
Back, right. But not bring us back to the place where we were. But into the woods.
In the middle of the forest.
Or like screaming.
Can you just, if you have all this technology, can you not knock me out? Or like not Sorry, excuse me. Please knock me out. Why am I remembering anything? Don't you have something? Or maybe they abduct more of us than we think, but there's like a few people who come back and they're like, no, I remember everything. Mm. I mean, I don't know.
Someone got lazy on their day, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't give you enough of this stuff.
Yeah, they put you back and you're like, ah, scream with your arms up. And you're like, where am I? Right. Hey. And they're like, oh, crap. Not wrong place.
Damn it.
Just leave them. They think they're crazy. But it is crazy. And then I was also looking up into the, you know, that movie, The Fourth Kind?
Yes. I heard a lot of that was fake.
Oh, yeah. So I thought The Fourth Kind was like pretty based off of something.
Yeah.
But apparently it's just based off of a bunch of disappearances between like 1980 and like 2004
or something.
Which
makes me kind of sad.
Yeah, a little bit. Because I really thought that, because remember at the end, they show the documentary. Well, the movie is kind of like a documentary.
Yes.
But they show like the movie documentary and they do side by side with what's supposed to be is real footage. But apparently all that's fake.
That's sad.
And the people of Nome, Alaska were very upset about the movie because they claim it falsely portrayed what happened in the town and blah, 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 blah. Hollywood, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. It is a movie, though. Can you be mad at people for just making a movie?
Always.
I don't know.
Anybody can be mad at anything.
You are not wrong.
The fuck you do? Make a movie? Fuck you, bitch.
That is what they said.
Yep.
But apparently those disappearances, they say most of them were people who got drunk and probably just wandered off and died in the snow.
That's a crazy thing. Like all these disappearances where we can't find people ever again.
Well, it was, I think it was around like 20 people who had disappeared in a couple years. So it wasn't like 15 were gone in a night.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like a higher number of people who were disappearing and they didn't know why. But the town and officials say that it can all be explained by either like drugs or getting drunk and wandering off and I guess freezing. But that doesn't make a lot. I don't know. I mean, that could be true. I don't know if they're all depressed in Alaska or not depressed.
Shit,
but
maybe.
I don't, you know, it's there's dark
like,
up there.
Exactly. There's times where the sun don't come.
And then you just like
that place.
It's true. There are higher suicide rates in like the north. What is it? The north west coast.
Yeah.
Because it's rainy. It's like rainy all the time.
It's dark. You don't get to see the sun.
So maybe
I can imagine.
Because how many people are getting so drunk, that you're wandering off by yourself? Because either A, you're drinking alone.
Right.
Because like, how would no one notice you left?
Right.
I don't know. I'd have to read into more of the individual stories, the circumstances surrounding. But I was like, that's weird. But the movie just took it and theorized aliens. So
or
some people believe
a serial
aliens.
Killer. It
they
could
said
be that
also
too.
A serial killer, but there's no evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
They think that these people just like got drunk and oops.
I
guess you just wander super off in the snow and you don't come back. I don't know if I buy that, but.
Yeah, I don't know. But the disappearance thing is kind of weird. Like, there's, like, the whole thing, like, with national, like, parks and shit. There's, like, a documentary about all these people going missing in those parks. And, like, you know, people will be walking with their family and they turn around and Billy's gone and shit like that.
And that doesn't make sense.
And they
me.
Don't find those people.
Like,
and
yeah,
I just don't get it. Like, there's lots of cases because, like I said, I watch weird things on YouTube where people just go missing. And it's even eerier when people, like, get a phone call from that person. That was the last phone call they got. From that person and you don't hear from them again, and it's like a voicemail that's super cryptic, like they're like, yeah, something's happening, I don't understand, and then you don't fucking see them again.
Yeah,
why?
I don't know.
Glitches in the matrix.
Yes,
there's also that weird one, I think it was in Russia, it's like these campers went out.
Yes, those campers,
that shit's scary.
The something pass, it's like in Russian and it stands for like
the devil's
pass,
death or
pass or something.
Yeah,
but I just read about that. Ooh, that's a good one. Well, just as a rundown for those listening, basically, hikers in Russia, they were pretty skilled, or hikers, mountain hikers, whatever. People who go up in the mountains for fun.
Right.
Those people.
Don't get it.
It was like in the 1950s, 40s, so it was a while ago, but they were pretty experienced. But basically, these people went up there to hike. They had never gone on this mountain before. It's literally called like Death Mountain in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not. It's not known for being a great place, but all the people, they didn't return. The family members and friends hadn't really heard from them in a while. Like, usually they'd hear something back from them every once in a while, like maybe a radio signal. But it wasn't uncommon to go for like a couple days because they're like, eh, it's snowy, you know, we'll hear from them. But they never did. So finally, like a couple weeks later, they sent a search party and they found them. But the bodies were scattered, like the group had somehow split in two.
Yeah.
Half of them were dead in one area. Half of them were dead in another.
Yeah.
Their tent had been ripped from the inside out. That looks like they were running from something. And some of them were naked without their clothes.
Yes.
Some of them were missing tongues and body parts that they couldn't find. And there was radiation in some of them.
What the fuck?
It was crazy. So, but there was one theory, and I kind of think it's, I kind of believe this one.
Mm-hmm. Is it drugs again?
No.
Okay, good.
No. They think that, because near where they were hiking, there's a government facility. Mm. And they think that something went wrong. Like, either A, they saw something they weren't supposed to see.
Yeah.
Or something happened to them, like, with the radiation. I don't know. And that the government just, like, killed them off and made it look like maybe, like, a bear attack. Because it kind of looked like something attacked them. That they're like, it doesn't look like an animal.
Because, yeah, why would they split them up like that into two groups? So one animal, were, like, why?
No, it was weird. And like the missing tongue. I don't know why they would do that. But some people think that the government was trying to low-key cover it up. It was like, oops. But the radiation, the tongue.
That's weird.
That's really crazy. But yeah, that's just a, that's for another day. I'm sure we could do a lot of unsolved mysteries. Yes. Those are really good.
Ooh.
But anyway.
Back to aliens.
Back to aliens. So I just have like one more thing about.
Go ahead.
The over thing. And it's just kind of about Area 51.
Storming
it. Not kind of, it is. What?
Storming it.
Yes, there was a trend. We're going to storm it. We're going to free the aliens. Blah, 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 blah. But anyway, there was a guy in on July 9th, 1947. It's always in like the 1940s or the 50s, which makes me think that the people back then were just a little crazy.
Probably.
Except for that. What was it in Arizona? Those like ships that looked like they were in a row. It was like in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona or something. Yeah, there are these lights. It was like little dots, but they're in the shape of a triangle. Mm-hmm. And their movements were really weird. And a lot of people got, it was like 2009 or something. And a lot of people got it on tape and everybody saw it that night.
Ooh.
They say the government was like doing stuff. We don't know. But anyway, so this farmer, Mac Brazel, Brazel, we don't know. He's 48. He lives on a ranch and he is in Nevada. So this is kind of nearish Area 52. What is it? 51? I don't even have the right area.
Right.
He sees some kind of a ship, I believe. And I think other people also reported seeing the ship as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it either broke apart or something and there was wreckage, but it landed in his farm or whatever.
Great.
So he went over, he found rubber strips, tin foil, some kind of a tough paper and sticks. So
it's the worst ship ever.
Yeah. But I think they said it looked like a, like before whatever it was had crashed, looked like a flying disc. So he told the sheriff and the sheriff was like, weird. We've never seen this material before. Mm-hmm. Don't know what that is. There was like a local aircraft government base. So they're like, hey, y'all want to check this out?
No.
So
fuck that.
Not good. So then the military came over, completely took over, took all the stuff and like left. They're like, it's a weather balloon. Mm-hmm. But like also, why is the government cleaning up a weather balloon?
Right.
Anyway, so that seemed a little shady. Of course, people were thinking it's like a alien ship that crashed or something and the government took it and like has Area 50, like Area 51's for aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Because the government has actually admitted, it was like during like Nixon or like back in the day, there was a $22 million grant passed for observing and studying like aircrafts from outer space, basically, or like outer worldly stuff. Like there's an actual,
they gave us
funding
money
for
that.
There's funding. So people already go, that's weird. Right. Why do we need funding for that?
Right.
Out of all things, you know, the school system's messed up, but no. Aircrafts.
Right. Fuck so, those kids.
Yeah, not the kids. You know, people are hungry, but no. We're going to study, you know, and I don't know if it's specifically like outer space aircrafts or if it's like more stuff that comes out from space and they just want to study it. But that was passed. So people think that like that's fishy, but then they think this was weird because they said that the government said it was just a weather balloon. So they're like, uh-huh. But later on, the government came out because I guess that was around the Soviet War, something like that. And they,
ooh, history,
you know, somewhere in that area. We're in a couple wars and stuff. So the government came out later when everything was like declassified. So like, all right, we can like tell y'all now. Like really what happened is we were testing out some new materials and we were trying to low-key like spy on the Russians or like, we didn't know if that was ours that we had tested, but then they're also like, we didn't know if the Russians were spying on us. So we didn't want to freak the public out.
Oh.
So we just said it was a weather balloon and we picked this stuff up and we left. So that's what the government said a couple years later and said that that material was our their special science material that they were using and they were trying to spy in Russia, but also Russia, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So that's what the government says. But, you know, some people are obviously like, did they say that because that's really what happened, or because people just kept thinking it was weird.
Yeah.
And y'all finally were like, no, 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 you know, Russia, you know, you feel
you
me?
You know, the,
you know, the people. And then also, how careless was this government? Because, okay, Area 51 is in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Right. It's miles in the middle of nowhere, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like in the desert. So how did y'all get a spacecraft that blew into somebody else's yard? Unless they were like really trying to get it to go all the way to Russia. They stayed and got the state. But it is
they
weird.
They didn't get nowhere, dude.
No. But it is weird. I'm like, what? But that could be true. But
or is that just what they're trying to
But also, you're going to spy on Russia in a giant flying disc?
Ma'am.
When the whole town saw this disc, y'all thought Russia was not going to see this?
They're like, oh, wait, guys, we got to go back to the drawing board.
Oh, I thought it looked like a cloud. What? I don't know. Right. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because I was like, if this was supposed to be used as some kind of like secret, I'm like, y'all, we're not doing such a good job. Thank God it landed in this farmer's. We would have been dead. So anyway, so some people do not buy that story, and they think that there was an alien ship that did crash and the government came. Because, like, I don't, and but apparently there was, like, a lot of the government, and they were, like, very hush-hush about it. Mm. So I feel like even if you're like, oh, crap, we had an airship, it messed up, why would you not just come out and be like, yeah, this was ours, my bad? You don't have to tell us what it is.
Yeah.
You have to say it's Russian spying gear.
Right.
You can say, yeah, we're testing out some new equipment. So it is weird that they're like, oh, well, weather balloon.
Exactly.
And everybody's that's like,
that's
their
first instinct is to lie about it.
It's to lie and not and act like it doesn't have to do with them at all.
Exactly.
Because you can literally be like, my bad, that's ours. We'll pay for your...
For the damages.
For the damages. Unless they didn't want to pay. Like, oh, right. Weather balloon.
Right. Ooh, sorry about that, sir.
Yeah, I don't get that. And but...
Fuck you, Andy.
But clearly it's not a weather balloon, because y'all are all here for...
A weather balloon.
Low-key weeks trying to pick this stuff up. Mm. Talking about... Oop. Anyway, so I don't know if I buy it.
That is all very fishy.
I really want aliens to be here, but okay.
Why?
But then, so there was another thing that happened around the area that the same guy, Mac, was at.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, not his place, but I think his town.
Uh-huh.
So there was also these things, they were called dummy drops. And it was where, well, the people, there were these mysterious, like, humanoid looking things falling out the sky, and they kept landing on the ground, but the government would come and be like, oop, snatch. Would take them and like take them back, right? But the government came out and was like, no, we're just testing to see like how far a pilot can fall. Like, that's what they said. They said that they were dropping, that's what are called dummy drops.
Yeah.
Like dummies on the ground.
Why?
I don't know. Like, they were, I guess, trying to see, like, test the safety of aircrafts, trying to like, oh, well, if somebody falls from this height.
Why y'all doing this in like people's towns?
These people are terrified. Yeah. So people think that these are actually like aliens or something that they've come to. Now, why are aliens dropping from the sky?
Right.
I also
why are aliens, if they're so smart, why are they allowing themselves to be captured?
Well, you know, sometimes humans get eaten by lions. Bad example.
I see what you're saying. The more superior thing does fuck up sometimes.
But yeah, but if there are like a lot of dummy drops, all right, who messed up with the aliens? Because they're like, oh crap, there goes five of us.
Oh, bye.
And then they dip.
Unless the aliens are like, yeah, these are the worst ones. We'll just drop them off here in this wasteland.
Yeah, I was like, huh, let's see what happens if we drop these bodies. Like, they're like, eh. See if the humans freak out. But yeah, so some people think that there have been a couple weird happenings.
That
granted,
is weird.
If you are next to an army,
in the same area,
experiment base, probably going to see some stuff, but also weird things. Why are you dummy dropping and people can see y'all? Dummy drop in the middle of the desert. And then they're just coming, picking it up and like, ooh, what?
Why are y'all so hush hush about it?
I don't know. It's just weird. But obviously Area 51, like, you can find a ton of stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to talk about just the general alien theory, the government, you know, abductions. Because honestly, all that to me is a conspiracy theory. It like goes in one, the alien thing.
It does.
And I'm not saying that, you know, aliens, I believe that there's most likely aliens somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying the thought of aliens existing is like not plausible.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if what we consider to be the encounters is the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it just seems like in a lot of the descriptions, the aliens look like the aliens that we have in the movies.
Right.
So some
so which
people
came first?
I don't know. But some, that's why some people who are skeptics are like, oh, well, they saw the aliens and then they had some kind of a weird night, hallucinated about these aliens that, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're always like stereotypical alien. stereotypical aliens.
My favorite.
You're rising from the bed. You're under examination. There's bright lights. There's something poking you. They look crazy, and then they send you back. That's kind of the theme.
Why do they all look like that, though? They're always like gray with big eyes.
Unless they do look like that.
I don't know. Maybe we're stereotypical.
We're hideous. The dumb humans. But yeah, then the whole government conspiracy, like the government is, I truly, honestly believe.
Why do you think that they would really cover up like aliens?
Yes. Oh yeah. Why would the government want to tell anybody that?
Right.
Well, one.
They say that it's going to create mass hysteria.
It would create mass hysteria. Two, if you found any technologies or anything, you want to keep to yourself.
True.
Because if you do find a superior race to us, why would you want to let every other country know that you kind of have some better technology and you're figuring stuff out that they don't know?
Unless they're like, why would we pick Americans?
What do you mean?
The aliens? Why would aliens pick us? We're like the worst.
Well, I don't know. Right. The most fascinating.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Maybe there's aliens everywhere.
Probably.
But, you know, the ones that slip through the cracks just happen to. And maybe other countries have aliens. We don't know. This is just what we know from Area 51. Now, I don't think Area 51 does anything.
Yeah.
I think they may have. I think now, since it's so obvious.
Right.
I heard. Is it the Andes Mountains? One of the mountains ranges. There is a government facility. Yeah. But it's only a rumor.
Yeah.
But I honestly, truly think if they have the aliens, I don't believe they're at Area 51.
Why would they be?
No, because that's what we think they are. Mm-hmm. Unless it's reverse psychology.
Then that's what they think we think. So they put them there.
Ooh, but some people really believe the aliens are there. So you gotta.
Yeah.
You really gotta move. But So I don't know if I believe right now that Area 51 is a conspiracy that aliens are there.
Yeah.
I think that they're somewhere, but they're not at Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about that?
About aliens or Area 51?
In general.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is pretty possible that aliens are here. You know, they exist. I don't know if, like, it just doesn't make any sense. Why are they so fascinated with us to, like, abduct us and poke us and then put us back down? And they continue to do it. So it's not like a one-time thing. Like, they continue. But it's not that long. Like, that was, like, what, 70s? That's not that long ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have underwear from the 70s. I was even born. Oh, but, yikes. Like, they're hand-me-downs. Thanks, Grandma.
But, oh, gosh.
But I'm just like, I don't know. It's kind of weird that aliens would, like, spend their time and their hard-earned money to come here and, like, poke us and prod us and bring us back down and just scare us.
But why not? What if the aliens are so intelligent?
What if they're pranksters?
They're like teenagers that are bored. They like took a shit, their mom's ship, and
exactly.
left.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, ah, ha, ha.
Right.
Dumb little species. And they're like messing with us.
That could be it.
But if aliens are so intelligent, they might be doing what we're doing on Earth. Like we go to places. We go to the Amazon forest.
Yeah.
We inspect. We take things. We put it back.
True.
So maybe they're like the alien scientists, and they're just going around the world. They have like this
just
whole
looking at shit.
Encyclopedia of species around the universe. And they're like, oh, cool, another species.
Ooh, we could put this in our collectibles. It's like Pokemon.
Some people don't come back.
Yeah. And that's where they go.
Yes.
To the aliens.
To the aliens. And they don't come back. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Area 51, I think it is too obvious now that there's like aliens associated with it. So I don't think that there's aliens there. But it is kind of weird that, I don't know, I guess we would find like dead aliens or capture aliens and be like, tell us about your homeland. And like, I don't know, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Can we understand them?
No.
Do they speak telepathically? That's what they say in the movies.
Do you want to understand them? Just leave us alone. But we don't leave anything alone. So no, why the heck?
We don't do shit.
We cut down so many trees and go places we're not supposed to on our own earth.
Exactly. Anyway. Exactly. So yeah, it's weird. Very interesting. I mean, I totally believe in aliens for sure.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know about if they've hit us yet.
Probably. I would think so.
I just feel like if we captured some of their alien buddies, why would they not come down? You know what I mean?
And wreak havoc.
Yeah. I'm like, if they're so far advanced.
How come that hasn't happened yet?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if we really do have aliens, unless they were just like the dead bodies of aliens that flew down, they're like, oh, that's a loss. But like, if we really captured an alien or
maybe we're just like
stuff,
a dumping grounds for the aliens.
Maybe. It's going to get worse from here.
Like,
but yeah, I'm like, why would they not retaliate or come down unless they really can't blow their cover? Because that we
but why would they
I
care?
I don't know. They're like, hey, welcome to the universe. There's a lot of us. And we're like, oh.
Exactly. Like, it seems like a lot of people think that, like, presidents, apparently there's like this book that each one of them gets handed down about things that are going on or whatever from each president.
I heard that, yeah.
And like, they say that they figure out that there are aliens. But why? What are they doing? What are they doing? We're not bettering the country.
No.
Global warming still exists, bitch. Poverty, all this terrible shit. Aliens can't fix that.
You're not wrong.
Aliens, I'm talking to you. This is my message from Press Podcast.
This is my message to you.
Exactly.
Thank you. But yeah.
Beautiful.
But let's travel along now.
Okay.
So we talked a lot about aliens. I could go on. I truly could. But what do you have? Chemical theory.
Correct.
Yes.
So I wanted to talk about chemtrails, or what they try to cover it up as, contrails. So basically, chemtrails are trails of clouds that billow from an airplane. So if you ever looked up in the sky, you see all these like billowy cloud things in the air, and like there's like zigzags and all this kind of shit. Mm-hmm. That's what chemtrails are. They're known as contrails. And so the scientific explanation behind it is that jet engines spew out very hot air, and water vapor is one of the byproducts of the exhaust. So when a jet engine is emitting out hot, humid air into an atmosphere that is so cold and has low vapor pressure, the result is condensation. The water vapor coming out of the engine quickly condenses into the water droplets and then crystallizes into ice. So that is why those things are there.
And from what I've learned, that sounds about right. No? Mm-hmm. Because yes. When you have a glass of ice and it condensates, like if it was still, if you put it in the fridge, it's not going to.
Correct.
If you take it out, it will.
You're right, because it's different air pressures.
Yeah.
Different temperatures.
But continue. I feel like
so
hopefully someone has something smart.
Right. But the thing, the theory is more about what the chemtrails or contrails are. So people don't, you know, they don't say that they don't exist. There is one person that I saw that they're saying that it is a rare existence and they should not be able to be visible from the ground. So we should not be able to see, because whenever it gets pretty cold, it's higher up. So we shouldn't be able to see from the ground chemtrails that do happen.
Are clouds not up there?
I don't know, bitch. You're asking too many questions.
I'm sorry. I'm a scientist. Because, like, I know that
yeah.
airplanes go above clouds.
Yes.
But I'm like, if they're at the level that are at the clouds, mm-hmm. would we
But is it cold? That? See, is it cold enough? That's what they're saying. That's what one guy says. Mm. Like, is it cold enough where we would be able to see it for a chemtrail to happen? Or is that not plausible? So lots of people think that chemtrails are harmful.
Like the government's poisoning us?
Correct.
Uh-huh. So that's why they're chemtrails, because it's chemical trails.
Yeah, people, I mean, their scientific name is contrails, condensation trails, but people rename them as chemtrails. So some of the most popular beliefs include that the belief that the government controls the weather on a massive scale, that scientists carrying out legitimate research about how to counteract climate change through a process called geoengineering. And geoengineering is basically the deliberate intervention in the Earth's natural systems to counteract climate change. So it's a newer field of research. Apparently they haven't really expanded out, but they're trying to basically fuck with Earth a little bit to intervene with it and make it stop, you know, heating us up alive.
Because if anything we've learned, we need to mess with Earth.
Exactly. More. Because that doesn't seem like it's going to go wrong.
Okay.
Wrongly. So they think that that process is all being engineered just to lie to us, because they are secretly poisoning us.
To do what? To kill us all off? To bring the population mm-hmm. down? Like
that?
Some people live?
Or okay. Some people think that the chemicals are there to easily control us. People have think that there's like symptoms of this kind of thing. This one guy, there's a website. He has like, okay, it's called Global Sky Watch. They have a whole Facebook page, and I went to their Facebook page. It's scary, because the first one I saw is like this person standing at a mic, and they're like, all liberals have, like the caption for this picture, they're like, all liberals have a mental illness. They're special. And like just talking shit about liberals. I was like, oh, so this is what we're talking about.
This is a chemtrail theory, or are y'all just anti-democratic?
Are y'all just hate us? Yeah, there's a lot of Trump shit on there. And I was like, ooh, I feel uncomfortable. But the website itself actually listed off like ailments that are caused by chemtrails. And this person who runs it, he says that the chemtrails contain mercury. And he's been able to test like soil and his skin or whatever for different like... what is it, metals and shit like that, to see what's like going on. And there's higher levels of like aluminum, mercury, other stuff in like the soil now after chemtrails have been over there. That's what they say.
What? So yeah. There's
you and rainwater is what he said too. So, but the list of ailments, so that you know, include tiredness and fatigue, weight
Got
gain,
it. Okay,
oily skin,
okay,
dark circles under the eyes, difficulty getting to sleep. Okay, here's another one. Fatigue after eating, fatigue after using the bathroom.
So the itis, and you took a really good dump.
A too long of a dump that you're like, oh,
you're
god, I gotta lay down
now. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was like tons more of different elements that he thinks is caused by chemtrails. And so he thinks that they're there to kind of just weed us out, basically trying to kill off the population so that we don't live here as long.
It's not doing so hot.
Right. But
unless it's a slow process.
Unless it's a slow burn. Exactly.
It causes people to die of old age.
That's their big plan.
It is. They'll all die eventually. It's just like when they're like 85. We'll get them when they're old.
Right. But the other, this other lady thinks, she runs this website called byebyebluesky.com. She thinks that they're toxic spraying of nanoparticulate metals, but basically she thinks that it's harmful for the environment. She thinks that they're just shitting on us as a ecosystem. So she thinks that they're harmful to the earth, the other guy, well, and also to us as well. And also that guy more focuses on us, and the benefits are the symptoms we get from chemtrails. But a lot of people think that they're trying to cover it up by calling them contrails. And that guy who runs the Global Sky Watchers website, he said lots of people in the aviation business are like, yeah, with our engines now, chemtrails should not be this common. So people are very concerned. And like, there's even like a Snapchat by Kylie Jenner who was like, what are all these things in the sky? That's a lot of chemtrails. But I think that's what she sounds like.
But if I'm spraying chemicals,
right,
why are they stuck in the atmosphere? Like, are they just dispersing slowly? Is that the theory?
Are they? I think it's more of like widespread effect. So they're trying to give it over more of a bigger area, which is why they're so high up. So that way it could get more of a surface.
But my thing is like, when you're spraying chemicals, mm-hmm, they should just mist down. Why is it like stuck in a cloud and then it disperses? Like, wouldn't you just like put a plane? And the amount of like poisons and things that are, you can't see, and mm-hmm, are smellless and tasteless that we probably have.
True.
Why would they not just use those except for like something? And why go so high? You could probably go a little lower and still get away with it.
They probably could. I mean, that's what I guess like crop dusters do.
Crop dusting. Sorry. Yes.
Not those. But I mean, it is kind of interesting to think about, because there's a whole bunch of like psychological things with our sense and like smelling things and stuff like that. Like, I remember hearing at like Disneyland or Disney World that they like have different smells going on in different areas to trigger a certain reaction from, mm-hmm, you. So, I mean, it isn't too far-fetched to believe that they could be trying to calm us down, mind control us, or numb us down a little bit so that we're not so hostile. But I mean, clearly it's not working, because there's a lot of people who are upset about a lot of things all the time.
Well, yeah, I'm like, if the government's trying to control us,
they're not,
we're
doing
so
very
divided
good.
What side are they trying to get us to be on? Because we're,
I mean, or is that what their plan is? They don't really, mm, they control us by dividing us, because if we were together, we probably would be stronger.
But if you can control us, you can just make us do what you want. But how? Yeah. So you're releasing,
so what's the
chemicals?
Control?
Yeah, I was like, so, yeah, okay, I get if we're being poisoned. But then wouldn't a lot of us be sick?
That's what they're saying.
They say we're already sick, mm-hmm, and that it's we're like cancer.
That's what the symptoms are. Weight gain, fatigue after pooping.
I don't. Okay, most of that is I just don't sleep well. Like, I literally, right, don't go to sleep when I'm supposed to.
And that's another one. You but, don't sleep well. That's actually.
Well, no, I sleep fine. I meant like my sleep schedule is bad and, mm-hmm, off.
Obviously, you said lack of circadian rhythm. That was one of them.
Okay, so
no,
maybe
he listed off a lot.
So like everything manageable, like everything bad about
wrong.
Humans,
right?
Murder. People when they rob,
exactly,
it's the poison.
Exactly.
If you're tired, you sneeze, the poison. Oily skin. I'm mad he called me out. Can I just not have oily skin?
I put that down specifically for you.
Okay, so, but why don't we all have oily skin? Or is it just that it affects people differently?
That's probably why he lists off so many, because then you can
Everyone's
find like
be
three
included.
Out of the 17,000 that he lists and be like, those are me.
No.
That's me. But I think also, like, I don't know. I think there are some tactics that that people are trying to control us. Like, I heard this other conspiracy theory about like mental illness. So they're saying that people who are depressed, who have anxiety, who have been actually documented with these things, they're going to start losing abilities to do things. So they're going to be starting to lose ability to vote, to take care of their children. They're like, no, bitch, you're depressed. You can't do shit.
Then why would anybody come forward and say they're depressed?
I think they're saying now, because everybody is doing
they're
that,
exposing
that's
themselves
exactly what they're
so
doing.
So that they can take away their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, weird thing to focus on.
I mean, but it is kind of interesting how we do want to categorize ourselves so bad. Everybody wants to belong, even if it is something to explain like why they feel so shitty.
I think, I don't know if this is a conspiracy, I'm pretty sure this is a fact, but I know I thought that they were just trying to hype up mental illness and stuff because they just wanted to put us on drugs, because the big pharmacy companies,
big pharma,
yep, they basically get people hooked on, you know, drugs that keep them feeling good. Just like, remember that very, very relevant book. What was it? It was like written in 1970s or 80s, and they took the soma pills.
Brave New World.
Brave New World, where they just like put you on pills and they're like, yeah, they're feel good pills and you'll feel fine and it's fine and like, yep, don't worry about anything. I truly believe that. That's why when somebody says they have like a mental illness or they have like anxiety or depression, I'm like, if you can cure that, like, just by going to therapy,
yeah,
which not everyone can. So right. I'm not sitting here and going like, yeah, no, I think some people do need medication for help.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say most people,
yeah,
probably have something going on that I think working through it mentally, could you help. Can work it. Because like when I went, because I had like the panic attacks and I thought I was just gonna be panicking for the rest of my life, but she's explaining it to me how like your brain, sometimes our brains, just like our body, is a little bit sick, but you can learn to like adapt. She was just saying my mind was having a hard time processing emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was having an emotion at an inappropriate time, or, you know, at a time where I shouldn't be feeling a panic attack. Like, there's no reason why my body needs to be fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, your brain gets stuck and, you know, you just have to learn how to process that emotion.
Yeah.
So we like did this weird light therapy where I stared at like different colors and I talked to, or I like worked out my feelings looking at straight up like colors. I don't know. It worked. And she was like, yeah, we're just gonna, she's like, I don't know why, but they found that colors and I think certain movements, if you look at movements,
mm-hmm,
it like helps your brain process or put the connections back, if you will. So I don't know. It was really good for me. And mm-hmm, it was like, I've really not had issues since. I was, yeah, magical. But I think that most people probably could benefit from something. I don't know if exactly what I went through.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, your mind is not your body. It is separate. Mm-hmm. I think that it's very complex and that sometimes you having to change the way that you process things with your mind can actually help a lot. Obviously, if you have like a legitimate chemical imbalance, like straight up,
yeah,
I could see like why you would obviously need medication to help. Mm-hmm. But people who don't it would not surprise me
if it came out that the government was controlling us through medication.
Oh, 100%. I believe that more than, I mean, chemtrails.
They're coming. Yeah, they're, that's coming a lot under easier. Fire.
Boy, you don't have to put planes in the air. You just tell somebody, hey, are you feeling sad?
Oh, take this.
Like a lot of times a week, maybe.
I mean, isn't that what we have commercials for right now?
Yes. Exactly. For depression, anxiety, all, they're like, take these pills. It's just like an avoidance. If, mm-hmm, you can really just.
And people are very concerned. They're like, why is it that depression has become
a trend?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they really do. Or maybe, I don't know if it's the government specifically or if it's just big pharma itself. That's, who just because they put out the commercials.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey.
I mean, it could also be the fact that, you know, fast food is cheaper and more accessible than healthier food. And we all, yeah, know that food, like how you fuel your body, is, mm-hmm, going to affect how you feel. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of steps to it that does keep us docile. And maybe it's not chemtrails. Who knows what the fuck that is? But but I mean, I think there is probably something going on that does keep us docile, that does keep us, mm-hmm, in our own space. So we're not worried about what's going on. I don't think that the government is past doing that kind of
social
shit.
Media.
And I oop.
Right. Yeah, I know. Social media keeps everybody occupied.
And I, mm-hmm,
we feel like we're educated because we see everything going on. But how many, yep, of us actually do anything?
Nothing.
Like, oh, that's so sad. Oh, haha, it's a puppy. You, yeah, know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's just back and forth.
Exactly.
So I would believe that over chemtrails. I think it's an interesting thought. But the amount of work it would go into just like spraying and then hoping people breathe this in and hoping everybody breathes it. And why would you poison your own people? Unless, I mean, I guess you could maybe want them to go to the hospital to pay money. I don't know.
Who knows? But I mean, also Big Pharma has been getting in trouble. Like, there's like different people or different companies that are going and getting sued because like they're funding the opioid crisis.
I heard about
that. There's different medicines, uh-huh, that are like causing cancer and that they knew that it was causing cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I take like an off-brand form of Zantac for acid reflux and also because I get this weird rash, you know it,
yeah,
you know it well. yeah, apparently their ingredients are causing cancer.
The one that you were taking?
No, I take an off brand, but Zantac is.
Oh, this. Oh, and so the like, on brand that costs more.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, with a dose of cancer. Yeah. What?
Thanks. That's what I'm paying extra for.
Wait, so, but the one you're on is good?
I have no idea. I stopped taking it. I was like, I'll just suffer.
Yeah, I was like, honestly, because if it's the exact same,
exactly,
like, did the.
What's off brand? You know what I mean? Is it the same shit?
They say it's the same thing. It just isn't the brand name.
Yeah. So that's
because you can
like,
only hold the patent for medicine for so long. So afterwards you can still sell it, but other companies can literally copy you. So, and I oop.
Hope that's not the case.
What? No, we could do a whole thing on the pharma.
Big pharma.
I know there were these doctors that got in trouble because the companies were literally paying them to prescribe specific medicines.
Especially
ADHD. I'm sorry, your kid does not have ADHD. Your kid just needs to run around a little more outside, and you need to discipline him slightly better. Because they say, America, we are
parenting
like
tips from a non-parent.
Oh, they love that. But no, they said, they're like, we are, like, we're just assuming these kids have ADHD. And they're like, a lot. How are you going to tell a... You are literally looking at a 6-7-year-old kid, putting him in a classroom for 8 hours and going, oh, he can't sit still. Why? Oh, he wants to run around.
Why would he?
No, literally, why nobody? And I'm not saying that I think, obviously, some people do have ADHD.
Right.
But you're going to have those kids who just can't sit still.
Right.
Because they're seven.
They're wanting to go.
They want to run around
all
day.
They're wanting to go. Fuck a class. Let's go home.
But no, we're just going to medicate the kids so they can, like, focus. I'm like, no, it's like baby Adderall. it is Adderall, right?
Yeah,
for ADHD.
Yeah, for children.
It's like a pretend Adderall. No, it's literally Adderall. I'm dumb. But yeah, I know we definitely over, because I think the U.S. they're like, yeah, the U.S. there's no difference between the kids in other countries, but the U.S. for some reason has a lot of ADHD kids. I'm like, we don't. It's just they go to the doctor and parents are like, hey, fix it. No, just discipline your kid. But it's always like boys. I'm like, no, they don't have ADHD. They're just boys. But you know what? I'm not a scientist. I'm also not a parent. But here's my 2 cents. Right.
You're listening to this podcast. Shit.
Yeah, you came here.
Right.
I didn't ask for your opinion, but you, by clicking on play, you asked for mine.
Exactly. Well, that's how we feel about things. We went from our own conspiracy theories to
ones we didn't even research.
Exactly.
Just stuff that we know, because every good informed citizen should know at least like 5 conspiracies about the government.
Ooh, they should. Like, we never landed on the moon. That's a conspiracy. That's a good
one. Should we revisit this? I feel like we need to come back with some.
Oh, we probably should. Like, the things that we didn't mention, like the Elisa Lam thing, that shit's weird.
That's
where they found
weird.
That girl in the water.
Mm-hmm, in the mountain pass. Yeah. Like, I know there's details about that.
There's things that we could definitely talk about.
The lizard people. I need to research that one. That one's crazy. They say there's like ways you can tell someone's a lizard person too.
What if we're a lizard person?
Yes.
Ew.
Am I gonna grow a tail on my butt? Is that what this means?
Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this. But yeah, so we're wrapping up spooky season. Next week is
the last episode.
Yeah, it is. So we're gonna be talking all about spooky shit. Email us at presspodcast@gmail.com. We might be able to read some of your spooky stories too. If you email us on time, please do that. If you're listening, open up your fucking computer.
We know you are. Apparently y'all are listening.
Right. We see the comments, bitch. The comments of our own social media, mm-hmm, that y'all like it. So I'm gonna need y'all to fucking email us.
Just write anything. Please.
Well, something hopefully spooky related.
Yeah, spooky related.
Not just anything.
Or anything. How's your day?
Right.
How's it going?
I love your podcast. Bye. That's the whole email.
That's fine.
I was forced to write this. Sorry.
By y'all last week.
But yeah, we do have that email. We also have an Instagram at Press Podcast and a YouTube channel at Press Podcast. So check those things out. They're great. They have great content. We're always on there all the time, posting consistently. So check that out. Until next time,
stay spooky.